It's the Travel Planner Show with Kevin and Sue McCarthy.
Indeed it is, hour number two, which means that we have another one of our regular segments. What we call Deals and Steals with the founder of BestFares.com with Mr. Tom Parsons. Welcome to the show, Tom.
Good day.
How are you this fine day? Is it as hot in Texas as it is here in the Midwest?
Well, hitting first week of summer, we're supposed to have the hottest week of the summer, so we're doing okay.
Either stay in the air conditioning or get out on that boat or whatever. What's going on in the world of travel?
I guess we do have some promo coupons out today. Did we talk about the Coca-Cola, the Coke Reward program last week?
No.
No, mm-hmm. Not at all.
Tell us about it. I've got one bottle cap.
That's good.
What's it going to get me?
Here we go, around the world.
Entrance, yep. No, actually, Southwest participates in that. It's one of those little hidden things from Southwest. But, I mean, you would think it's not a bad big deal, but it is. You know, it gives you $20 off. And it is good for travel through November. I think right now it's even good in the summer, but also good until November. So if you have, you might want to read what it talks about. You have to become a member, and it applies to those soda, the little plastic soda bottles that have caps, and also to the cases. And there's a little number inside. You just enter, and once you hit 100 points, they give you $20 off. But that $20 goes across the board up to 8 travelers, so it's could be valued up to $160. I just want to make sure your folks understand they shouldn't go dumpster diving at work, but they want to, I guess they can't.
but it beats the heck out of collecting those box tops from your Cheerios or whatever to get that secret decoder ring.
Well, that's for the kids' school program. We do.
we are saving bottle caps for our grandkids.
Yeah.
Now we should save them for ourselves.
Yeah. The other one that came out this week is with Virgin America, which is a little bit more. Well, when you think about it, with the $200 airfare and you're getting $20 off, it's still a 10% discount. So it's not
that's
too
not
shabby.
Bad.
Yeah, so you're not doing too bad. And the one we have with Virgin America is 15%, but it does not kick in until September 4th, I think it is, and it goes to about November 14th. But it's good. Let's see. It's good for 15% off if you fly on Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Saturdays. But if you fly on any other day of the week, it's only 5%. But still, we're expecting to see airfares really tumble as we get in the fall season. But you only have until June 30th, number one, to sign up for the program. And then they'll send you, I think you have to send them a picture of San Francisco from somewhere. I don't care if you pull it off of Images, and then let them worry about it off of Google Images. And you just send that picture back to them, and they send you a certificate for up to 15% off, good for 2 travelers. So if you have more than 2 travelers flying with you, it'd be, just multiply by 2 and have that many emails, different emails, and then get those things. But since you don't have to redeem until October, I would just sit back and wait till those coast-to-coast fares come down from that $400 or $500 fares we see in June, July, and August to maybe in the low 300s or maybe even below 300 as we go into the fall months. And then that will probably be a double dip. Wait till the airfares drop, and then take the other 15% off, and then try to fly on a Tuesday and Saturday for the biggest bang for your buck there. So it's go almost anywhere Virgin America flies. Matter of fact, I looked at Dallas to New York and Washington, D.C., which will be new markets for them because of the Wright Amendment lifting October 13th. We actually priced it during that time period, too. And it did let us do that new routes to New York and Washington, D.C., L.A., and San Francisco that they're going to do out of Love Field. On the West Coast, if you're going between the good things that they do fly, the only city they're pulling out of is Philadelphia, and that's October 6th. And they're taking that plane out of service, or those 2 planes out of service, so they can bring them to Dallas. And because they have made a big, big, I live in Dallas, so I knew it. They made a big, big deal over being able to go to Love Field versus DFW And then
and
then so it's and we're going to see some big battles on that route. I mean, just because even American this week came back, and even though Virgin cut those fares as low as 158 round trip, and that's pretty cheap from New York, L.A., and Dallas, and Washington, D.C. American actually has been charging on the average $389 to Washington, D.C., $389 to New York City, and then here we got airfares that they came out with for $158, and then Southwest is going to be flying those new routes too, and they came out with airfares like $260, and American this week finally came out starting September, not October, and matched all those Southwest fares, and so I think there's going to be, it's the first blink of the eye we've seen from American seeing, I guess we better pay attention to these new routes over there, because... But that's good news. That's good news for Dallas-Fort Worth. But, again, it just shows you, I mean, I do believe the average airfare coast-to-coast right now is four. I did a show in Los Angeles this week, and some lady was trying to get to Pittsburgh, and it was $500 in July. And yet when I looked at all the surrounding cities from as far north as Buffalo, New York, Cleveland, Akron, Columbus, Ohio, Cincinnati, and Dayton, all those were in the 480s to 550 range. It's amazing how much it's going to cost you to fly coast to coast this summer. And
looking at international too, and that is just outrageous right now. It was like 1,200 to 1,500 St. Louis to Paris.
Well, you're talking for all, aren't you?
No, for next week.
No, next week. That's pretty good. Who was that on?
Oh, on multiple ones. You think that's good, 1,200 to 1,500?
Yeah, for July.
July. But that's
June 29th.
You've got a thing here on the front page. And by the way, I would say to our listeners, go to bestfares.com and up in the right-hand search block, put Kevin Sue, all one word, just Kevin Sue. And that will take you to a page that Tom and his people put together for you, the listeners of the Travel Planners Radio Show, which gives you a little more information about what's going on and some more details, et cetera, of special deals and a little deeper discount on some things. So do that so you can follow along with us in our discussions each week. But those European airfares should drop after the peak season, shouldn't they?
Yeah, they are. And, but we, you know, when we looked at the, I think they're going to drop an average of $350, maybe even some routes as much as $700 as we go into the fall months. And there's not that much difference between. I mean, there is a big difference between July and September, but from September and the next season that starts in November, there's not much difference between airfares. So.
Okay. We'll talk about that and some weekend getaways and family fun, and there's a whole lot more with Mr. Parsons from bestfares.com, so stick around. We're going to take a break, help the boss pay the rent, and we will be back with more of the Travel Planners Radio Show. Drop us an email anytime you want, kevinandsuetravel@yahoo.com. Send us a travel tip. We'll share it with the world and put your name on the radio, and if you've been somewhere and would like to talk about it, who knows, you might be our next guest. So that's Kevin and Sue Travel. @yahoo.com. I'm Kevin.
And I'm Sue McCarthy.
This is the Travel Planners Radio Show, coming to you live on the Global American Broadcasting Network.